Exodus chapter 6.
出埃及记第六章。
Let's read the first 8 verses.
让我们来读前面的八节。
Then the Lord said to Moses, Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will let them go. With a strong hand he will drive them out of his land.
耶和华摩西说，现在你必看见我向法老所行的事，使他因我大能的手容以色列人去，且把他们赶出他的地。
And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord.
神晓谕摩西说，我是耶和华。
I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I was not known to them.
我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显为全能的神，至于我名耶和华，他们未曾知道。
I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage.In which they were strangers.
我与他们坚定所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。
I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant.
我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，我也纪念我的约。
Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians.I will rescue from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched hand and with great judgment.
所以你要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。
I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, your God, who brings you out from under the burden.Of the Egyptians.
我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。
I will bring you to the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord.
我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地？我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
让我们翻开利未记。
Leviticus 11, just one verse.
利未记第十一章。
Leviticus 11:45.
十一章四十五节。
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, third book.
创世记出埃及记利未记第三卷书。
11:45. For I am the Lord.Who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God? You therefore shall be holy, for I am holy.
我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
And in the New Testament,
在新约
First Corinthians,
哥林多前书
First Corinthians 8:6,
哥林多前书第八章第六节。
1 Corinthians 8:6, Yet for us there is one God the Father, of whom are all things, and we are for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through him are all things, and through him we live.
然而我们只有一位神，就是父，万有都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督，万物都是借着他有的。我们也是借着他有的。
And let's just have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we're just reminded again of how futile it is for human beings to understand spiritual things apart from your anointing.
亲爱的天父，若是没有你的恩膏，我们天然的人，我们是没有办法明白属灵的事情。
Father, may we not try to understand your word this morning with our minds only.
天父，不要让我们用我们自己的头脑来明白你的话语。
And may we not try to speak with our own speaking ability.
也不因着自己的说话的能力来说话。
But Father, may you speak and hear and listen through us.
借着你，我们来，你对我们说话，我们来听你的话语。
Right now, Father, by faith I stand, under your anointing.
天父，在因着信，我们站在你的膏油之下。
We pray for each brother and sister, Father, that we might be be under your anointing as far as listening and saying.
我们也为着弟兄姊妹祷告，愿的恩膏临到我们，让我们能够听，能够看。
May we see with the eyes of our heart.
让我们能够用心灵的眼睛来看见。
Not with our, just our physical and ears and eyes.
并不是借着我们肉体的眼和耳朵。
By faith, Father, we pray this.
我们这样祷告是因着信。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
The last few weeks, we have had a little diagram up here on the board that looks something like this.
在几个礼拜以前，我们有在这上面有一个图画，有点像这样子，上面是神，下面是人。
We put man down here and God way up there to demonstrate this wide gulf.
我们把人放在最底下，神在最上面，就是来表示说我们与神之间有个很大的距离。
This great separation.
有个很大的分离。
Originally, man was very close to God here in the garden, and there was this.Communion, there was a unity, there was this oneness.
当人在花园里面的时候，他们与神是非常的亲近，他们与神能够有亲密的交通。
This was a holy, righteous, loving relationship.
有一个圣洁、公义、慈爱的关系。
But as a result of sin, man choosing to go his own way, there was a large separation.
但是因着犯罪人选择他自己的道路，因而他人与神之间就有一个很大的距离。
And the 66 books in the Bible depict God's attempt to once again capture man and bring him back to the union.
在圣经66卷书里面都让我们看见神的有这个心意要把人挽回过来。
All the stories in the Bible illustrate and demonstrate how GodFor about 6,000 years, has worked to bring this into a recovery situation. Once again, communion.
在有6000年之久的时间，借着圣经里面的故事，我们看见神一直要把人带回到与他有亲密的交通的关系里面。
And the story that we just read about coming out of Egypt is a typical illustration of God's recovery work.
我们刚刚所读的出埃及记那个故事，就是神一个要恢复的工作的故事。
In fact, those eight verses there really are sort of a summary of the Bible.
在那八节圣经里面，可以说是就是圣经的一个总结。
It shows man's problem.
让我们看见人的问题。
And then four times there it says, "I am the Lord."
在那边有四次。他说我是耶和华。
The answer to the problem.
那就是问题，我们人问题的答案。
And in those eight verses, we see.
在那八节圣经里面，我们看到
the whole solution to man once again having fellowship with God.
在那八节圣经里面，我们就看到神为我们预备的一个答案，就是能够回到神的面前。
This morning, I thought just for a few minutes, we just fellowship, taking each one of these verses, one at a time, to illustrate how God gets us back into union with Him.
今天早上我们就一节一节的来看，说神如何把人带回到与他联合的里头。
Again, turn to that passage in Exodus and keep your finger there because we will use that sort of as our outline this morning.
我们就再请大家翻回到出埃及记第六章，然后就把它放在那里。
Exodus 6.
出埃及记第六章。
In that first verse, we see this phrase, "Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh."
在第一节里面，他就说，现在你必看见我向法老所行的事。
I think the first thing that we have to establish and understand.Brothers and sisters, that God is capable of doing the job.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，第一件事情我们要看到，就是说神能够做这些事。
If any of us were to look at that situation in Egypt, we would say that was a pretty difficult thing to do.
若是我们看见以色列人他们在埃及人那时候在埃及地的光景的时候，我们会说那是一个很困难的工作。
A very formidable foe in the form of Pharaoh.Made it virtually impossible and his army to ever think of getting out of that captivity.
法老和他的军队就使他们非很困难能够离开埃及。
And if they were to get out, what would they do? Where would they go?
若是他们真正能够脱离埃及的话，他们到哪里去？他们做什么呢？
It was an impossible situation.
那实在是一个不可能的情形。
Very much to the formidable foe that's in our life.
也就好像是我们生活里面的仇敌。
In our life, there are four things that plague us.
在我们的生活里面有四个事情，有四件事情。
Sin,
罪
the world,
世界
self,
己
power of Satan,
还有撒旦的权力。
There is no way any of us, through our mental ability, through our strong will desire, can ever overcome this bondage and once again get into a right relationship with God.
我们靠着我们天然的人力，我们的意志，我们没有办法脱离这个四个捆绑我们的事情，再回到与神的交通里去。
Men have who have had strong religious convictions have been able to hide themselves in a monastery and sometimes deal with some areas of sin.
人他们有自己很强的宗教的意志，他们能够把他们自己隐藏在修道院里面，也许他们能够胜过或者是隐藏一些的罪。
Some men have felt that if by locking themselves in a monastery where there are no women at all, that they can overcome all problems of lust.
他们以为把自己关在修道院里面，那边没有任何女人的存在，他们能够胜过情欲。
Outwardly they might succeed in this, but inwardly really the heart has never changed.
也许他们在外表上能够胜过这些，但是他们里面却没有改变。
But as we look at the solution to the problem, it all originates from God. We see, first of all, God is love.
当我们看见问题来看这个问题的解答的时候，我们第一个看见神就是爱。
God is peace.
神就是平安。
God is joy.
神就是喜乐。
God has all wisdom.
神有他有权有一切的智慧。
God has all power.
他有一切的能力。
God is all present.
他是到处都
God knows,
无处不在的。
God knows everything, including my very heart.
神知道一切的事情，也包括了我的内心。
Our heart is something that we don't even know.
我们内心的事情，我们自己都不清楚。
Until God shines light on our heart through His Word and through the Holy Spirit, we can't see it.
直到神那个光照我们，因着借着他的话来光照我们，我们自己都不知道我们内心的情形。
God also has all the facts.
神也有一切的事实。
And God will finish what He has begun.
神要完成他所开始的工作。
God will have a people.
神要有一般百姓。
God's prized possession is His Son. His prized possession is His Son.
他所宝贝就是他的儿子。
And what He wants for His Son more than anything else is a people to complement that Son, to be that bride.
他要一群人能够来成为他儿子的心腹。
And God is going to have one.
神会得到。
Now the question is this morning, brothers and sisters, are we going to be a part of that bride?
那今天早上弟兄姊妹，我们的问题就是说，我们是不是成为那个心腹的一部分？
Do we have the same characteristic as the son to be compatible?
我们是不是有那与儿子同样的性情能够与他匹配的呢？
Now we can learn all the doctrine in the world.
我们可以学世界上所有的教义。
And we can never miss a meeting.
我们可以从不缺席。
And you can be a good citizen and pay your taxes.
你可以做一个好的公民，然后也付税。
You can be obedient children.
你也可以做一个听话的孩子。
You can get good grades and get a PhD.
你也可以得到有好的成绩，有拿到博士的学位。
But none of those things will help fulfill what God is after, and that is to get back into a communion with Him.
但是这一切都不能够帮助我们，让我们能够回到与神 有完美有有有交通里面。
The reason we spent 45 minutes this morning, 9:30 to quarter after, was to actually have communion with the Lord.
今天早上我们在波比聚会的时候，我们就是要 与神有交通。
God desires that the attitude that we had during that 45 minutes go with us throughout the whole week.
神的心意是要我们在那个时候所有的敬拜能够带领我们我们的心态能够带领我们这整个礼拜。
That we're acknowledging the Lord in all situations, every problem, every pressure during the week.
我们在一周里面在每一件事情上所遇到每一个压力问题我们都承认主是主。
But none of us can do that on our own.
但是我们靠着自己没有一个人可以做。
You can practice positive thinking all day long, but you'll never be able to worship the Lord 24 hours a day, particularly tomorrow when your boss yells at you.
你可以练习说我们要有一个正面的思想，但是我们却不能这样子做，特别是明天早上当你的老板对你吼叫的时候。
Because we're under a certain bondage.
因为我们是在受到捆绑的。
When someone puts a demand on us tomorrow that we don't think is quite right, this part of our life, our self-life, flares up.
当明天有人说我们说我们什么事情我们不以为然的时候，我们的己生命就出来了。
And we no longer believe that God is sovereign and has all the facts and God is love. We want our environment changed. God no longer has the right environment for me. He has the wrong person over me.
那个时候我们就不再认为神是爱，神是掌权的。我们就说神把我们放在一个错误的环境里面。我们不再认为他是对的。
In the children of Israel's life, Pharaoh was an overwhelming power.
对于以色列人百姓而言，法老是一个很有权势的人。
But this word has really impressed me this week. I am the Lord.
但是我是耶和华这个词实在是很感动我。
And I thought it was kind of interesting this morning, the emphasis on the name of Jesus.
那今天早上我们一直注意在主的名主这个名耶稣这个名上面。
That name will literally change our heart if by faith we receive it.
若是借着信我们领受的话，这个名就能够改变我们的生活。
Every one of these four formidable foes were defeated at the cross.
这四种仇敌的形态都已经在十字架上失败了。
And in our verse there, what does it say? Now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh.
在第一节就说，现在你必看见我向法老所行的事。
God is saying that to us this morning. He says, I am the Lord, and I want you to see what I will do to these four things that are hindering our growth.
今天早上神也要对我们这样说，他说我是耶和华，我要你们看见我怎么样来让这四件事情不再影响我们的成长。
In that second verse there, why do you think that God says to Moses, I am the Lord?
在第二节里面你想想为什么神要对摩西说我是耶和华。
Why in eight verses would he say four times, I am the Lord?
为什么在这八节圣经里面他四次说到我是耶和华。
Moses had received his calling, as our brother mentioned last hour, 40 years previously.
我们知道摩西在40年以前就已经得到神的呼召。
Does he know the Lord?
他是不是知道神是耶和华呢？
Well, let's look at that next verse, the third verse.
让我们再看看第三节。
I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord Jehovah,I was not known to them.
我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显为全能的神，至于我名耶和华，他们未曾知道。
Didn't Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob know the Lord?
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们知道神吗？
God is constantly recovering more and more.
神一直不断的要恢复更多更多。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob knew the Almighty God.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们知道全能的神。
That's what they call Almighty God.
所以他们称他称他为全能的神。
El Shaddai, El Almighty God.
我们刚刚所唱的以利沙代那首诗就是全能的神。
I think everyone in here, if I was to say, do you believe in God? Yes.
我想我们在座每一个人都说，我们都相信有神。
And if we went out on the street, a lot of people out there would say, "Yes, I believe in God."
那我们在路上，或是问人家相不相信有神，也会有很多人说相信。
But God was wanting to do more than even what He did in Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He wanted them to experience His redeeming power.
但是神要做更多的事，他要做，超过亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所认识的，他要让他们看见他救赎的那一面。
God wanted a people, now a nation, to experience the redemption.
神要他的百姓要一国来经历他的救赎的大能。
So as we look at this verse, we have a question: Can God fulfill His promises?
在我们看这节圣经时，我们就要问：那神能不能够成全他的应许呢？
Can God take a sinful person and put His divine character in that person.
神能不能够把他神圣的性情放在一个罪人里面呢？
And then the test after that is, can he take a lot of sinful characters and put Christ into them and make it a church?
那他再下去就是他能不能够把基督的性情放在很多很多的罪人里面，然后把他们建造起来成为教会。
When we were talking earlier, can he take multicultural, multi-language, multi-socioeconomic people and make them into one?
他能不能够把说不同语言的人，有不同文化背景的人，有不同的社会的人，把他们聚在一起成为一呢？
The world out there, outside this, is very bigoted, is very prejudiced.
在这个世界上是非常有
white against black, black against white.
有歧视的黑人歧视白人歧视黑人。
Asian against white, white against Asian.
亚洲人对抗白人，白人对抗白亚洲人。
Rich against poor and poor against rich.
有钱的人对付贫穷的人贫穷人。
Female against male, male against female.
男人与女人争，女人与男人争。
You have this constant battle.
你一直有那个征战在那里。
This is why the church is so precious to the Lord.
所以这就是因为如此，所以教会对神是如此的宝贝。
Because the church is a group of called out ones. A group of called out ones.
因为教会是他所呼召的。
That's what assembly means. Houston Christian Assembly.We're a called out ones.
这就是我们那个聚会的这个意思，就是我们都是被神所呼召的。
This isn't the church.
This
building.
这个建筑物并不是一个教会。
You're the church.
我们才是教会。
We all have different ideas.
我们都有不同的意见。
And for God to bring a group of people this big, 75 people here, and have us concentrate on one thing, it's a miracle.
实在是一个很奇妙的事情，神能够把我们75个人聚集在一起，而且注意在一件事情上面。
We have to set aside a lot of prejudices.
我们要把许多的偏见都放下来。
But only God can do it.
只有神能够做到。
Let's look at that fourth verse.
让我们看第四节。
I have also established my covenant with them to give them.The land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers.
我与他们坚定所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。
We have been looking for the last few weeks at God's covenant.
我们在过去几个礼拜一直看到神的约。
God's covenant is simply His heart.
神的约就是他的心意。
His will.
就是他的心意。
It's not a difficult word.
并不是一个很难的词句。
It's His purpose.
是他的目的。
It's what he is going to see happen.
是他所要成就的事。
See, one thing about God, whatever in his heart, he is going to make sure it happens.
在神起意他就必定成就。
We have a lot of things in our heart, but praise the Lord, he doesn't let all those things happen.
我们在心里面有许多的想法，但是感谢主，他没有让这每一件事情都成就。
Has God ever broken a covenant?
神有没有毁过约呢？
Will God fulfill all of his covenant?
或者神能不能够成全他的约呢？
Well, I think quite obvious the answer is no, he's never broken a covenant, and yet he will fulfill.
那这个答案就是他从来没有毁约，而且他会成全他所立的约。
Many Christians do not move in to the promised land.
许多的基督徒没有进入到神应许之地。
You know, if we look at this story of Moses bringing the children of Israel, and we even saw this in our Sunday school period, there was that first step of coming out of Egypt.
当我们看见这个摩西带领以色列人出埃及这个故事，第一个就是他们要出去。
But the Lord wasn't satisfied with just coming out of Egypt.
但是若是我们只仅仅出埃及，神并不满意。
The Lord wanted them to come into Christ, come into the promised land.
神要他们进入迦南，叫他们进入应许之地，进入基督。
Often as I look around, I see Christians that are despondent, upset.
我们常常看到基督徒他们很
bored,
泄气
，very bored,
很无聊。
Christianity is a drag.
然后觉得基督教是一件很没有兴趣的事情。
There's no power.
没有能力。
There's no vigor.
没有活力。
This example we see the children of Israel in the wilderness. They're going around dissatisfied with everything.
就像那个以色列人，他们在旷野里面，他们没有一件事情能够满足他们的心。
They have perfect protection.
他们有很完全的保护。
Their shoes don't wear out.
他们的鞋子没有穿破。
They have the best of food.
他们有最好的食物。
Maybe not all the delicacies.
也许不是各样的美味。
But the most nourishing.
但是非常有营养的。
With God's protection, they're always secure.
神保护他们，所以他们一直是很安全的。
God has answers for any sickness.
然后有疾病的神就医治。
Because of presenting himself in their midst.
因为他的同在就在他们中间。
And yet we see a very despondent people.
那我们就看到这些人他们是非常的不满意的。
They remain in some type of bondage.
他们还是落在他们的捆绑之中。
Let's look at that fifth verse.
让我们看第五节。
And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. I have remembered my covenant.
我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，我也纪念我的约。
For 400 years plus, they've been in this bondage.
有400之年之久，他们落在这样的捆绑之中。
None of us have to worry about staying in bondage that long.
我们没有一个人需要担心说我们会落在这样的捆绑这么久。
None of us will live that long.
我们没有一个人会活这么久。
The Lord is wanting us to come to a state of despair in which He can release us.
神要我们落在在一个很紧急的情况之中，所以他能够来拯救我们。
I think we have to come, brothers and sisters, to a state in our life where that we recognize there's no spiritual goodness.
我们必须要一进入到一个情形，我们看见我们自己是没有任何属灵的好处。
I'm going to write just a phrase here, just underline. I am spiritually destitute. I am spiritually destitute. I'm spiritually incompetent.
我在属灵里面是一无所有。
Doesn't look like much of a thing.
这好像不是一个什么一句话。
This understanding this will unlock all of heaven.
若是我们能够真正明白这句话的意思的话，我们就能够打开天上的锁。
Coming to an understanding.That this is our condition allows God to begin to work.
我们若是能够看见我们自己的情形是光景是这样子的话，神就能开始工作。
All of us are very strong.
我们每一个人都很强壮的。
When the groanings in the children of Israel got so intense, the Lord opened heaven.
当以色列人他们苦苦的哀声是这样强烈的时候，神就打开天上的窗户。
The Lord sent Moses.
神就差派摩西。
When I find myself dead, when all of us, when you and I become dead,
当你我都看见自己是死的。
In all areas,
在每一件事情上都是死的。
God enters in.
神就能够进来。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你们一个例子。
This morning our brother talked about faith.
今天早上我们的弟兄讲到信心。
You and I can never conjure up one bit of faith.
在你我里面没有一点点的信心。
Man has no faith.
人是没有信心的。
We can tell that even as Christians how quickly we will worry.
我们即使是基督徒，我们也是这样，我们常常很快就担心了。
How quick we will fear.
我们很快就有了惧怕。
How quickly we become frustrated or impatient.
我们常常就没有失去了忍耐，就很焦躁。
Now we know we're not even supposed to do those things.
我们知道我们不应该是那样子。
But we try to be patient.
我们想要忍耐。
We try, we say, if I could just have a little bit more faith.
我们常常说，若是我有多一点点的信心就好了。
Or if I could just have a little bit more love.
或者是我能够有多一点爱心就好了。
Brothers and sisters, we only get one thing, and that is a person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们只有得到一个人，就是人，一个人。
It's the faith of Jesus what we need.
乃是主耶稣的信心是我们所需要的。
It's a complete package.
这是一个很完整的一个包裹。
Lord, give me Christ.
神给我把基督给我。
With Christ.Comes Christ's faith.
我们得到的基督，我们就有了信心。
Christ's love.
就有了基督的爱。
See how this fits in? I am spiritually destitute.
这就能够让我们看见我们自己是贫穷的。
I recognize this.
当我看到自己是这样的光景的时候。
And God is able to pour His Son into my life.
神就能够把他的儿子倾倒在我们的里面。
And what does this much faith, the faith of a mustard seed do?
一个芥菜种子的信心能够做什么呢？
The faith of Christ, the size of a mustard seed, can move any mountain in your life.
我们即使有基督的信心，就是像芥菜种子那么大的话，就能够把我们生活里面任何的山都移开了。
Any of these four things, sin, world, self, and the power of Satan, can be removed by the Lord's faith.
借着神的信心，我们就能够除去我们生活里面这些罪恶世界己生命，还有撒旦的权势。
So, the bottom line of that is, when we have Christ, we have the whole package.
所以我们若是有了基督，我们就有了一切。
Sixth verse, therefore say to the children of Israel,
第六节，所以你要对以色列人说
I am the Lord.
我是耶和华。
I will bring you out of the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments.
我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。
I always enjoy reading the story of the ten plagues.
我很喜欢读那个有十个灾害。
I'm one of the things I enjoy is the tremendous power of God.
另外其中一个就是我们看见神的伟大的能力。
Just in nature.
就是在天然里面，天然界里。
How he could cover all the water with blood.
他怎么能够把所有的水都变成血？
And then have every room, every inch of ground covered with frogs.
然后把每一个地方，每一寸的土地上都是青蛙。
Then every animal, and every human being covered with lice.
然后每一个人，每一个动物都有了虱跳蚤。
Followed by swarms of flies.
然后就是有许多的苍蝇。
Then all the livestock got diseased and died.
那所有的那个牲畜都生病，然后死了。
And then all animals and man broke out in boils.
然后所有的人跟牲畜，他们都有了长了疮。
And if that wasn't enough, then everything was destroyed by hail.
然后最后呢那个还有冰雹的灾害。
Except for the winter wheat that was too short.
除了那冬天的那个麦子是很短小的。
And the Lord brought the locusts along and ate that plus all the trees.
然后剩下来就是蝗虫把那个都吃掉了。
Followed by the darkness and then at last the death angel.
然后再来就是黑暗之灾，然后最后就是那个灭长子的灾害。
Firstborn of every house was killed.
在每一个家里面的头生都死了。
And the Bible says that there was not a home in Egypt that was not affected.
但没有在埃及没有一家是不受到这个影响的。
And also the firstborn of every calf of all the cattle.
也他们所有牲畜里面的头生的也都死了。
God can judge.
神能够审判。
God judges us every day.
神每天都在审判我们。
Judgment is a wonderful thing. The psalm says that judgment is a wonderful thing.
在诗篇里面他说审判是一件很好的事。
Judgment is one of the tools God uses to move man from here to here.
审判就是神用的一个工具让把人带回到神的神的交通里。
Our brother talked about Noah this morning.
我们的弟兄今天早上交通到挪亚。
An example, God is getting the people. All these people out here,are of no value. They are not part of. So what does God do? God judges.
神呼召了一些人，但是剩下的人他们在神的眼里面都没有价值，所以神就审判。
And down to the last day in history, God is going to continue to judge.
到末世最后到末世的时候，神就要来审判。
A brother says we can begin judging ourselves right now in light of the Word of God can save ourselves the hard judgment.
我们今天能够在神话语的光中来醒察自己，省得我们将来要被神审判。
Works right into the next verse 7.
然后再看第七节。
I will take you as my people, I will be your God.
我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。
See this progression here?
我们看到这个渐进的层次。
See what God's doing in these eight verses?
我们看见你看到神如何在这八节里面做事吗？
He's taken a people that are totally in bondage and bringing them to himself.
他把一些人完全是落在捆绑之中的带回到他的面前。
First day, I will bring you into the land.
第八节，我要带领我要把你们领进去。
I will give it to you as a heritage.
我要把那地赐给你们为业。
I can do it.
我能够做到。
I will do it.
我也要做到。
In fact, to us, we can say Christ has done it.
我们可以说是基督已经成全了。
This is very important. I will.
这是很重要的。我将要。
I can.
我能够。
I have.
我已经。
I have taken care of sin. I have taken care of the world problem, the self problem. I can and I have.
我将要解决这些罪恶世界跟己的问题，我也会做，我能够做到，而且我已经成全了。
Now let's just look at the bondage that we're in. We spoke briefly about the Egyptian bondage. Let's look just a little more closely at these four sins. In the first one.
我们看看我们所落在的捆绑之中，第一个就是罪恶。
Sin is something that all of us are born with.
这个罪是我们与生俱来的。
I know this is a hard word, but we even love to sin.
我想这是很难听的一个话，但是我们都是很爱罪的。
There are certain sins that we hate to get rid of.
有一些罪我们实在是不愿意放弃。
First of all, there are sins of the spirit.
一个就是灵里面的罪。
Jealous.
嫉妒。
Envy.
嫉妒。
If right now, in your mind, the Holy Spirit brings someone to your mind that you're jealous of. Confess that.
若是现在圣灵光照你的心，你嫉妒了什么人，你就要马上认罪。
It will keep you from having a relationship with God.
因为这个情形就会让你落在一个情形，没有办法与神有完全的联合。
The sins of the flesh.
还有肉体的情欲。
Adultery.
的罪。
Adultery, lust, we're familiar with those.
奸淫啊，情欲这些。
Sins of the mind.
还有我们思想上面的罪。
We all have a tendency to have our minds wander.
我们总是喜欢让我们的头脑胡思乱想。
Vain imagination.
常常有一些幻想。
Often we look at someone and they're kind of scowling and we think, Are they mad at me?
我们也许有时候看到一个人，我们就是说他是不是在生我的气呢？
Our mind can really deceive us.
我们的思想常常欺骗了我们。
Also, curiosity is another sin of the mind.
还有一个就是好奇心，也是我们思想里面的罪。
I only know one thing that's more curious than a man, and that's a cow.
我只知道一个事，就是只有牛也是很有好奇心。
And those of you who have grown up on a dairy farm, like myself, you know what I mean. There's nothing more curious than a cow.
若是你是生长在一个在农场里面长大的话，就会知道说没有一个比牛更有好奇心。
Wherever you're working in a field.They've got to come over there and see what you're doing.
不管你在那个田地里面做什么事情，他们一定要走过来看看你在干什么。
But all of us have experienced this in school. Wonder what they got on their test.
我们在学校里面也常常经历这些事情，不知道他们考什么。
At work.
或在工作上。
Always concerned about the other employees.
总是想到别人。
Remember Peter.What about John?
就像彼得一样，他就问主说，那约翰怎么样呢？
That's a sin of the mind that can really hinder our growth.
那这个就是我们思想上面一个最阻止我们前进的。
Curiosity is a good word if we're curious about God.
我们若是对神的事情有好奇心，这是一件很好的事。
It's a good discipline to just allow the Holy Spirit to settle our minds and not to be curious about everything. Just let things happen.
我们就是要让圣灵来平静我们的思想，不叫我们胡思乱想。
How many hours have been lost curious about the pink slip?
我们有多少时间枉费在想那个粉红色的单子呢？
Wondering who's going to be let go.
会就是常常在想说，到底谁会是下一个被请走的呢？
There's also sense of disposition.Our temperament.
还有我们脾气。
Some of us are crotchety.
我们常常
Someone help her. Hard to get along, pardon me. Hard to get a tough disposition. Trying to think of a brittle, hard.
我们常常很苦读。
Some of us are.Very sharp with our tongue.
常常说一些很严厉的话。
Some of us are talkative. That's our disposition.
或者是很爱讲话的。
And we all know that many sins can come from talking.
我们有许多的罪，就是因为我们说话说多了。
The disposition of exaggeration.
还有我们喜欢夸大。
These are all things that that can hurt.
这些都是能够伤害我们的。
Also, failure to render to God what is His.
然后你不把神应该归给神的归给神。
In the Old Testament, there was an allotment, a 10%.
在旧约里面就说有十分之一的奉献。
In the New Testament, it is 100%.
在新约里面是讲到100%。
Our paycheck is God's.
我们的薪水是神的。
Our home is God.
我们的家是神的。
It's God's transportation.
我是神的交通工具。
God's clothing.
是神的衣服。
God's food.
是神的食物。
We need to drop that word my from when we refer to these things.
当我们说到这些事情的时候，我们要把我的这个词放掉。
Because God is attempting to recover us back to the place where He is all and in all.
因为神要把我们恢复到一个情形中，他是一切又在一切之中。
Besides sin, there was
除了罪恶以外。
The world has a symbol.
然后这个世界对我们也是捆绑。
The world is, after the fall, Satan set up a system called the cosmos.
在人堕落以后，撒旦他就建立了一个制度，就是这世界。
The whole monetary system.
有金钱的制度。
Brothers and sisters, I've been in business for 30 years.
在做生意有30年之久。
For most of that time, I have, worked a lot with Christians.
我常常与一些基督徒有生意上的来往。
Nothing have I seen destroy more Christians than the love of money.
因着这个对金钱的爱戴，就常常毁灭了许多的基督徒。
It's a very subtle trap.
这是一个很微妙的一个陷阱。
This isn't just for wealthy people. This isn't a problem just for wealthy people.
这并不只是一个有钱人的问题。
Some of the people that are in most bondage are poor people.
在许多穷的人更贫穷的人更多更落在这样的捆绑之中。
Just the word making money will excite us.
就是有赚钱的这种思想就能够让我们觉得很兴奋。
It has a very subtle grip on our heart.
真是紧紧地抓住了我们的心。
And it will keep you from developing that relationship with God.
这就阻止我们与神有一个对的关系。
Money makes a wonderful slave.
金钱会让我们成为他的一个奴隶。
But it's a very cruel master.
但是他是一个很凶恶的
一个主人。Ask God to judge this area in your life.
让神求神在这方面来审判我们。
Tell God right now you do.
要做你的工作。
If the Lord promotes you, you'll be promoted.
若是神要让你那个有升迁，你就能够得到这个。
If He gives you a raise, He gives you a raise.
若是神要你加薪，你就得到加薪。
Don't think about it.
不要想这些事情。
I used to tell our pharmacists, I said, "Do not worry about money. Take care of the customer. The billfold will take care of itself."
我常常跟我们那个药剂师说，你不要担心，因为你只要能够好好的照顾那个顾客，钱就会在你的口袋里。
You say, well, money's not a problem, but there's other things in the world, culture.
我们也许说金钱并不是一个问题，但是文化。
I love the ballet.
我喜欢那个芭蕾舞。
Nothing wrong with the ballet.
这并没有什么不好。
Nothing wrong with the arts.
我喜欢艺术也没有什么不好。
But they can be easily the thing that stimulates and titillates our emotion.
但是这些却能够常常影响我们的情绪。
They can become things that occupy space in our heart that God wants.
它可以占据我们心里的一部分，是神所要得到的。
You know, there's only so many days in a week.
你知道一个礼拜只有这么几天。
I look around at some of you young people, and I'm sure you're interested in sports.
我想你许多年轻人很喜欢那些。
I could not help but notice in today's paper.The number of overtime games yesterday.
我今天在报纸上看到昨天超过时间超时间的那些的那个球赛有多少
？High school, college, and pro.
高中的大学的还有职业的。
Men's futures, their security is based on winning and losing these games.
那他们这些他们的他们的前途就在于说他们能够赢或输这个球赛。
I'm sure there are some coaches last night that did not sleep.
那我想昨天晚上有很多教练根本没有睡觉。
If we had just done this differently.
或是我们能够做有不同的做法。
Many of these coaches are brothers, and they are trying to listen to a sermon this morning in church.
有许多的教练，他们也是那个信主的，他们今天早上也想要听主的话。
But it's very difficult because our body, our heart, our mind, our soul can only contain so much.
但是这是何等的困难，因为我们的心灵，我们的思想只能够容纳这么多东西。
So there has to be an occupation for God first, and then the Lord will put these other things in the right perspective.
所以我们必须要让神站在第一位，在其他的事情神都会把它安排得很好。
We also have education, we also have government and politics. All of these things come under the world systems.
在世界的制度之下，还有教育，还有政府政治。
We're in these systems, brothers and sisters, but they do not have to occupy our lives.
我们虽然是在这个制度之下，但是这些却不能够霸占我们。
And then there is the self life.
然后就是有己生命。
And our brother touched on this earlier in Abraham and Isaac going to the altar.
今天早上我们弟兄就提到说亚伯拉罕和以撒他们在祭坛前面。
This is just simply the world revolves around me.
这就是让世界好像在我们旁边转围着我们转。
Consciousness of what do people think of me right now?
我们常常会说不知道人家对我想我怎么样想我。
What are people talking about me?
他们在说我什么呢？
If I do this, what will they think?
若是我这样做，他们会怎么样想？
There's this vainglory.
我们常常有这种虚荣在里面。
Two, besides vainglory, there's this being engrossed in everything for my own enjoyment.
然后除此以外，我们还希望任何事情都能够让我得到享受。
It can be just totally wrapped up in my family.
我可以完全浸在我的家里里面。
My family, which is very important, our families are very important, but they're never to occupy God's place.
我的家庭是很重要，但是它不能够取代神的地位。
And self will gravitate towards something like family.
但是我们的己生命就会把我们引到那样子的情形，譬如说是家庭。
And also self is very interested in its own interest.
还有己生命挺喜欢自己所喜爱的事物。
How will this affect me? How will this help me?
这件事情对我有什么影响呢？
It's the opposite of where Christ was always giving.
与基督那样子完全给的情那个光景是相反的。
So this bondage begins with sin, the world, self, and then there's Satan's power.
我们所受的捆绑着。有罪恶世界还有己生命最后就是撒旦的权势。
And some of you might think that this is kind of double talk.
那我有人就会说但这是重复的话。
In one sense, we can lump them under one group.
我们可以把他们都放在一起。
Because of Satan's influence of the fall, he influences, all of these areas.
因着撒旦他影响到人的堕落所以他就影响到这其他所有的事。
Many of us are in bondage during the day through chaos.
我们因着许多纷乱的事，我们落在捆绑里面。
We live in a world of confusion often.
我们在一个混乱的世界里面。
Satan is evident in our lives through disorder.
撒旦也是在我们的生活里面有因为因着许多没有次序的事。
Weakness.
或者是软弱。
Sickness.
或者是疾病。
Sickness came in the world as a result of sin.
因着罪就有了疾病。
And so this power needs to be broken.
所以撒旦的权势要被毁灭。
And of course it was broken.
当然那已经被毁灭。
But sisters, we don't have to live in bondage.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们今天不需要落在捆绑之中。
How is God going to extricate us from these four things?
神怎么能够把我们从这四个捆绑之中救出来呢？
When we looked at that passage in Exodus 6, we said, God says, I will do it.
当我们在看到这个出埃及记第六章这几句话的时候，我们知道神会做到。
Let's look back about 4,000 years. Did God bring them out?
让我们回到四千年前，神是不是有把他们带出埃及呢？
We have a beautiful example, physical example of what God did.
我们这就是一个很美丽的一个例子。
It's also a picture of what he'll do for us.
这也是我们他要在我们身上所做的工作。
God always does everything through a man.
神总是经过人来做一些事情。
And God finally found a man.
神终于找到一个人。
And that was the Lord Jesus.
那就是主耶稣。
And the Lord Jesus was the one that brought us out of bondage.
那主耶稣就带我们救我们脱离捆绑。
God accomplished His end through His Son.
神因着他的儿子，神成就了他的。
Earlier we talked briefly about how God transforms us.
我们会提到说神如何来改变我们。
He has His Son, but He wants many sons.
他有他的儿子，但他要有还要有许多的儿子。
Jesus was the first son.
主耶稣是长子。
Now he's looking for many sons.
现在他是要寻找许多的儿子。
First of all, do you believe God can remove you from bondage?
第一个，你相不相信神能够救你脱离捆绑呢？
What God did for the children of Israel there, at the time of Moses, can he do that for us?
神在摩西时代对以色列人所做的事情，他今天能够做在我身上吗？
I should probably ask this question. Do you believe that we are in bondage?
我应该先问你们，你相不相信你是落在捆绑之中呢？
Do you believe that our self-life is holding us back?
你是不是相信说我们的己生命是在把我们拖住我们呢？
Some of these sins, are they holding us back?
有些的罪恶是在那边拖住我们呢？
Do you believe then that Christ satisfied these things?
你相不相信基督已经满足了这一切的要求呢？
We read in Galatians it says we're crucified with Christ.
我们在加拉太书读到说我们已经与基督同死。
Sin, self, love for the world, crucified.
罪恶世界跟爱自己的心都已经被定死了。
Satan's power was actually crushed at the cross.
撒旦的权势已经被毁灭。
So each one of us can come into life.
所以我们今天每一个人都能够得到生命。
Just as Joshua and Caleb finally got to enter into the promised land, so can we enter into that same abundant life.
就像约书亚带领以色列人进入到那个应许之地，今天我们也能够进入应许之地。
What I'm about to say only applies to those who desire to be an overcomer.
只有这只能应用在那些要愿意成为得胜者的人身上。
And by overcomer, I'm referring to those who want to overcome these four things that we just talked about: sin, world, self, saint power, and enter into a relationship with God.
得胜者是这些人，他们愿意战胜罪恶世界、己生命和撒旦的权势。与神有而进入到与神有一个关系里面。
To be an overcomer, first of all, everyone must be redeemed. I think everyone in this room has probably been bought back from the slave market of sin.
第一个得胜者的条件就是要我们都是蒙救赎的人。我相信在座的每一个人都已经被从罪奴的市场被买赎回来了。
Besides being redeemed, we must be fully yielded to God.
除了被救赎以外，我们还要完全的顺服神。
Our mind, our emotions, our will, our whole body, our soul, completely yielded to God.
我们的全人灵魂体都要完全的顺服在神面前。
This is why God kept saying to Moses, I am the Lord, not you.
这就是神一直对摩西说，我是耶和华。
Must be redeemed, must be fully yielded, third, absolute, and we already touched on that,incompetency in ourselves.
我们除了要得到救赎，完全顺服神，还要看见自己完全是不行的。
Any area that you think that you're good in has to be changed by God.
在任何事情上，你觉得你很能的，一定要被神来改变。
And fourthly, have one desire only, and that's to follow God.
然后第四个就是我们只有一个心愿，就是跟随神。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, this morning we're thankful that you have a plan for us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天早上，你对我们是有一个计划。
This morning again, Father, we've just been reminded that you desire a people for yourself.
你愿意招一般人来归给你自己，成为你的百姓。
You are looking for overcomers.
你在寻找得胜者。
And we're thankful, Father, that one person overcame.
我们感谢你有一个人他已经得胜。
And that's our Lord Jesus.
那就是主耶稣。
And by faith, Father, we can claim his life for our life.
因着信我们也能够支取他的生命成为我们的生命。
So this morning we finished like we began, worshiping the Lord Jesus.
我们今天早就是来敬拜主耶稣。
He is our life.
他就是我们的生命。
He's the one that overcame.
他是那得胜者。
Sin?
他已经胜过
the world,
世界
self,
己
and the power of Satan,
撒旦的权势。
And Father, we just rejoice in that fact this morning.
我们就为着这个感谢快乐。
We pray in Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.